Daily Light, August the 13th, morning. He has prepared for them a city. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also. An inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it received the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. We who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. He has prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11:16 and John 14:13, 1 Peter 1:4, Hebrews 13:14, Acts 1:11, James 5:7 and 8, Hebrews 10:37, and 1 Thessalonians 4:17 to 18. Daily Light, August the 13th, evening. God chose what is low and despised in the world. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. He saved us, according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Saviour. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. God chose what is low and despised in the world. 1 Corinthians 1:28 and 1 Corinthians 6:9 to 11, Ephesians 2:1 to 3, Titus 3:5 and 6, Isaiah 55:8.